The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I mean, doesn't it almost seem like a lifetime from the Thursday to Thursday we talk? Last Thursday, we had no idea we were going to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon right over the waters of South Carolina.
Yes, that it was going to come right over. Did you happen to see it?
I was. David and I and the family were in Myrtle Beach on Saturday, and we had a front row view from our back deck, seeing that
really
balloon shot down. Yes, we did.
Wow.
I know. It's the whole saying of right place at the right time, right?
That is amazing. We had several reports of people who were in Myrtle Beach. You know, I suggested maybe particularly all the tourists who were there, they need to be charged an additional accommodations tax or something, you know, for the additional show that the entertainment they received. I mean, who would have thought that you'd go to Myrtle Beach for the weekend and you'd see a Chinese spy balloon shot down?
Exactly. And, you know, it was, it was amazing how you could really feel it when it exploded. I mean, it looks so deceiving because it was so high up, but it was amazing to kind of imagine that was three school buses.
Yep.
In diameter. I mean, that was a big balloon.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one caller from Myrtle Beach who said that it was like when he was aware that the balloon was approaching the area, but he wasn't aware that it was about to be shot down. And he said he heard this horrible noise and his house shook. He said it was like a freight train coming through his house. He ran outside to see what was going on, and then he was able to see that the balloon was at that point had been punctured and was falling out of the sky. But you know, some pretty scary stuff. And of course, the big question is, why did we let it come across our country? Why did we wait until it got to Myrtle Beach to shoot it down?
Well, weak leadership, I think, is always the correct answer, especially now with the Biden administration. Were you able to stay awake during the State of the Union address? Were you able to just muddle through and hunker down? It was. The only reason I watched it was so I could get to the end and see Governor Sanders, her rebuttal, because it was well done. And I think she is an amazing spokesperson for the Republican Party. She did a great job.
Yeah, you're right. What a great job she did. You know, and I've been talking this morning about the hypocrisy of the Biden administration and of Joe Biden. You know, he talked about during his speech, he tried to claim that Republican senators, House members, are planning to cut Social Security. Of course, that's a scare tactic that Democrats have used over and over. He repeated that claim yesterday when he was in Wisconsin. He's headed to Florida today, where the White House says that Social Security and Medicare will be part of the topic again. And of course, we all know that what Senator Rick Scott and Ron Johnson and some of the others are proposing is that we have sunset laws, that all programs, all federal programs, have a period of time. And in Rick Scott's case, he's suggesting every 5 years that all programs are reviewed. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be cut, but they're reviewed. And guess who was a big proponent of sunset laws in the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Joe Biden.
I've been sharing this clip that Tommy dug out of the archive. Listen to what Joe Biden had to say about Social Security, Medicare, and he even threw in veterans benefits. This was in the mid-90s.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
But yet he's traveling around the country now, critical of Rick Scott and others who are proposing the same thing, that we have sunset laws, that we simply take a look at every federal program every 5 years to determine if they're worthy of continuing funding.
Joey, how do we get you to follow him around the country and play that clip every time he opens his mouth to talk? I think that would be priceless.
I'm up to it. I mean, really, somebody needs to remind him of what his stance on sunset laws were for three decades in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. It was a very tough speech to listen to. I can't even imagine. I'm sure he probably doesn't remember it. So they're reminding him every day as he travels around to talk, because I'm sure he has no idea. But, you know, some of the things he said, I mean, you got to wonder, does he really believe it?
Yeah.
Does he really believe that Americans are better today financially than they were when he took office?
Yep. Well, Americans certainly do not. I mean, whether you have confidence in polls or not, poll after poll after poll over the past few months, and just recently, I mean, a couple of polls released prior to his State of the Union, when you asked Americans, are you better off today than you were before Joe Biden took office, 60+% of them say absolutely not, and an even higher majority say that our country is headed in the wrong direction. So I don't know how he can parade around the country talking about some of the things that he's talking about, how he can literally stand there and brag about bringing gas prices down. Yeah, he brought them down after he sent them surging to the highest level we've seen in decades. They're still $1 a gallon more than when he took office. Inflation has come down a bit, but all-time record last year. So, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand how he can sleep at night, but I guess he finds a way. So,
well, the when you talk about gas, I think the one thing we don't talk about enough is how he has drained down our Federal Reserves.
Yes.
And, you know, we saw that when COVID hit. Obama and Biden, under their administration, they didn't keep up the National Reserves. So when COVID hit and we went to the National Reserves to get things like gloves and masks, they were all expired.
Yeah.
Because they don't run a good ship. And now he has done the same thing to drive prices down right before the election. He has drained our national reserves. And so what happens when we have a crisis and we have to go to those reserves and there's nothing? And that's what nobody's talking about, is what would happen to gas prices if we now made the administration replenish those reserves?
And not to mention what it would cost us to do that at today's prices. Look, if you and I spend time trying to understand Joe Biden, we both will go nuts. So let's just not try it.
Well, we had a great day at the State House yesterday, Joey. The heartbeat bill got second reading. People don't know.
Yes.
Got second reading in the Senate. Today will be third reading. I think it's going to be a rough day. So everybody say a prayer for our senators. And CRT was being very robustly debated in the House. The Republicans all came together, which is so great to see. But we have two really important topics to the people of South Carolina happening in the State House and continuing today.
Yep. Yep. A busy time for sure. Always a pleasure. Hey, and we'll meet again next Thursday.
All right, Joey. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope all of your listeners do as well.
UT, be safe. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.